5 New England governors met in Connecticut yesterday to talk about energy issues facing the region. At the top of the agenda, the price of electricity. Patrick Scahill from WNPR in Hartford has more.
In many ways, politicians say it's a capacity issue. Since 2000, New England has seen its natural gas use climb by nearly 30%, and as coal-fired power plants shut down, more utilities find themselves turning to natural gas to drive their turbines and generate electricity. All that's pushed gas pipelines to their limit, driving up prices and leaving New England with the highest utility prices in the country. Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy says the marketplace hasn't sorted out this issue, and as providers charge more, he says he's not sure they will.
That's the situation we find ourselves in. And what I think we're trying to do is collectively figure out how do we rectify that situation where the market may not be driving a solution because it's walking away with an extra $7.5 billion.
Maine Governor Paul LePage, a Republican, says he agrees.
We are outliers. It's that simple. If you look at the 12 highest energy states in the country, all New England states are a part of the 12. So we are working in those areas where we have common ground and we can find solutions. We're going to work together.
One solution, the governors say, is more investment in new gas pipelines. Republican Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he wants that expansion to happen along existing rights of way, not in virgin territory. But he says the process is still a long one.
Each state has its own way of defining cost benefit, okay? And that factors in some respects into how you actually figure out what is cost beneficial to everybody, deals with the carbon footprint issue that Governor LePage raised, and can be done collaboratively. I mean, there are some legitimate issues around that are complicated.
Meanwhile, New England will continue to pay a lot for its power. Malloy says the region spent about $2.5 billion more than surrounding areas this past winter. I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.